B'siyata d'shmaya Adonai sfasai tiftach ufi agid tehila secha. We've discussed many times the important question of why Hashem decided to create the world. And as the Torah commentaries teach, step number one, the only reason Hashem decided to create the world in the first place was just because of His desire to give to all of us. And of course, if there's no recipient, there is nobody to give to. And therefore, He created us. And step number two, as the Torah commentaries teach, the ultimate destination where we'll receive our reward in the future, Bezrat Hashem, is not in this world, but rather in Olam Haba, in the next world. And step number three, that being the case, if so, why did Hashem place us in this world at all? If the only reason you created me is to give me pleasure and your goodness, and ultimately that takes place in Olam Haba only, in the next world and not in this world, what am I doing here? Why am I alive in this world? And as the Torah commentaries explain, the only reason that we exist in this world is because Hashem, in His great knowledge and wisdom, understood that the ultimate opportunity for pleasure in the next world will be if we are given the opportunity to earn that pleasure for ourselves, rather than having that pleasure being given to us as a free gift. And the way we earn that pleasure is by having our excursion in this world. And step number four, exactly what is the process of how we earn our place in the next world? We know there are many components to Judaism, including the learning of Torah and performance of many mitzvahs and many other practices that we have. However, as we've discussed many times, the Ramban writes in his commentary on the Torah in the final passage of Parshas Bo, the purpose of all the mitzvahs, and in fact, the only reason for Hashem creating us, is that we come to have emunah in Hashem. We've also mentioned previously many others who follow suit, teaching us that ultimately the purpose of all of the mitzvahs and of the Torah and all of Judaism is to come to have faith in Hashem. And therefore, our main focus, whilst alive in this world, should be to make efforts to grow in our emunah and our bitachon. What exactly is the difference between emunah and bitachon? Usually, emunah is translated as faith, and bitachon is translated as trust or reliance. Many Torah commentaries explain that emunah can be viewed as the theoretical principle that Hashem initially created the world and that Hashem is currently actively involved in all the intricate details of every single one of our lives, that there is no other force or power in the world except for Hashem and the many other things that emunah teaches. Whereas bitachon refers to taking the theoretical principles of emunah and applying them in a practical way by living our lives according to their values. Of course, it can be self-understood that both emunah and bitachon are of paramount importance because without knowing the principles of emunah, it is impossible to apply them practically and practice bitachon. Whereas just learning and internalizing the principles of emunah, although of paramount importance, but of course the ultimate is to apply those principles in a practical way, living our lives according to the values of bitachon. Hashem, my Father, please will you help us to learn the correct information as well as internalize everything we need to know about both emunah as well as bitachon. And please, Hashem, guide every single one of us in our own way to be able to apply these principles in a practical way and live the most meaningful lives to our maximum potential.